Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty fundamental in the legal world, a process designed to make sure lawsuits can actually move forward, even when people try to, well, disappear. Think about it. You file a lawsuit, you're all set. But then, how do you make the other person officially aware? Ideally, someone just walks up, hands in the paper, says you've been served. That's personal service. It's the gold standard, no question. But, you know, life isn't always that neat. People travel, they work weird hours, maybe they just plain refuse to answer the door if they suspect something's up. If you can't prove they got the notice, your case just stalls. So what's the fix? How does the system handle someone dodging service?
And that's exactly what we're diving into. We're looking at substitute service of process. Mm. We're going to really focus in on how Louisiana handles this because their rules are famously strict. They call it domiciliary service. Understanding their approach, it really shows what getting it right means everywhere.
Okay, but before we get lost in the legal weeds of Article 1234, we absolutely have to put this out there. What we're talking about today is general information based on our research. Legal situations are always specific. So if you've actually been served or you're starting a lawsuit yourself, please stop listening and call a qualified attorney right now. Seriously.
Absolutely critical advice. Okay, so domiciliary service. The basic idea is simple enough. You can leave the legal documents with someone else. Not the defendant directly, but it has to be at their home.
Right, but how does leaving papers with, say, a spouse count just as much as handing them directly to the person being sued? That seems like a big leap.
It is, and that's why the rules are so incredibly precise. Louisiana's Code of Civil Procedure, Article 1234, lays out two absolute must-haves for this kind of service to be legally sound. Think of them as, like, the twin pillars. First, the person who takes the papers, they have to be of suitable age and discretion. And second, really important, that person has to actually reside there, live at that address, both conditions met perfectly.
Okay, suitable age and discretion and resides there. And this matters to you, listening, because this whole process is basically the legal system's countermove to someone playing hide and seek. If the server follows these rules exactly, the defendant can't just say later, oh, I never got the papers, even if maybe they didn't physically touch them. It totally shifts things, doesn't it? Once that service is done correctly, legally, the clock starts ticking for the defendant to respond. It stops people from just ducking service forever.
Precisely. And because a valid serve has such big consequences, it basically removes the I wasn't notified defense. The standard for doing it right is sky high. It's not about close enough. Mm-hmm. It demands what the law calls strict compliance with three specific legal phrases. So the first one is about where it happens. The dwelling house or usual place of abode. Sounds simple, but it means their actual home. Like where they live day to day. Our sources really hammer this home. It absolutely cannot be their job or like a hotel they're just visiting or a vacation spot.
Makes sense. It has to be their established residence. Okay, so you've got the right place. Then you look at who answers the door. That second requirement. Suitable age and discretion. What does that actually mean? Is there a specific age, like 18?
No, there's no magic number. It's more about maturity. Mm-hmm. I mean, you obviously can't give court papers to a five-year-old. The server has to make a judgment call. Is this person old enough? And do they seem, you know, capable enough to understand these are important legal documents and they must give them to the defendant?
So let's say the server goes to the house and maybe a 15-year-old answers. They seem pretty switched on, articulate. Is that good enough?
It might be for the suitable age and discretion part. But only if they also meet that third requirement. And this is where things often go wrong. Who resides there? So your 15-year-old example. Uh-huh. What if it's the defendant's nephew who's just visiting for the summer? He might seem responsible, sure. But if his legal home base is really, say, a dorm room or his parents' place somewhere else, then he doesn't legally reside there.
Right.
You can't just leave papers with any guest, no matter how grown up they seem. The law is crystal clear. The person taking the documents has to actually live at that specific address with the defendant.
Wow. Okay. That is incredibly specific. So the server needs the right location, the right level of maturity in the person, and proof that person actually lives there all at once. If they mess up on any one of those, like leaving it with a brother who's just crashing on the couch,
the whole service is invalid. Poof. And the person suing might have just wasted a ton of time, money, maybe even blown past a deadline. It's a big deal.
Which brings up a really practical point from the sources. Why pay a professional process server for this? If the rules are that tough, wouldn't you want someone who, you know, does this for a living?
Exactly. Because getting it wrong isn't just inconvenient. It can literally kill the lawsuit if the defendant challenges the service later. And the plaintiff could even end up paying the defendant's legal costs for that mistake.
Ouch. So a professional isn't just dropping off papers. They're building a case for the court that service was done right.
Precisely. They're evidence gatherers. They verify the address. Is this really the usual place of abode? They know the right questions to ask to suss out residency. Do you live here? How long? What's your connection to the person named in these papers?
Mm-hmm.
They make that judgment call on suitable age and discretion. And then the absolute key document they produce is the affidavit of service. It has to be perfect.
The affidavit. That's the sworn statement to the judge saying, yep, I checked all the boxes, location, suitable person, residency, all confirmed. That's the ironclad record we hear about.
That's the goal, an ironclad record. Which leads us to something interesting in the FAQs we reviewed. What isn't proper service? What's actually illegal? We've all heard stories.
Yeah, like finding papers just stuffed in the mailbox.
Exactly. Leaving papers in a mailbox or taping them to the door or just, you know, chucking them on the porch that is not substitute service. Never. Our sources even have a name for it. Kind of a grim one. Sewer service.
Sewer service. Seriously. That sounds awful.
It implies the server just dumped the papers like trash, hoping maybe the person finds them. It's basically fraud on the court and the defendant. It's completely illegal and invalid because the papers weren't properly handed to a qualified person. It's about cutting corners, pure and simple.
Okay, so the rules are strict for serving individuals at home. What about businesses? Is it the same?
No, that's a whole different ballgame. For corporations, usually, service has to go to their official registered agent, someone they've designated specifically to receive legal notices. Different rules apply there.
Got it. Now back to serving individuals. What if people actively try to block it? What if the person at the door just lies? Lies about their name, denies living there, pretends they don't know the defendant?
That's where things get really tricky. In the past, it often came down to the server's word on the affidavit versus the person denying everything. A real he said, she said. But this is where modern tech is becoming a huge factor, because proving service correctly is so vital, especially in places like Louisiana with such high standards. Professional process servers are increasingly using body cameras.
Body cameras for serving papers. So it's not just for safety, it's for proof.
Exactly. It's about protecting the integrity of the server for the court. Imagine someone denies living there on camera, but later evidence, maybe mail seen in the background, proves they do. Or the video clearly shows the server identifying themselves, explaining the documents, and handing them to someone who obviously meets the suitable age and discretion standard. That video backs up the affidavit. It makes it much harder for someone to successfully lie their way out of being served.
That feels like a game changer. It turns that affidavit, that ironclad record, from just words on paper into something visually verifiable. It tackles that core problem of proving what actually happened in a potentially tense moment. Okay, let's bring this all together for you, our listener. Substitute service or domiciliary service in Louisiana, it's a powerful tool. It has to exist or people could just hide forever. But its power depends entirely on meeting that very narrow three-part standard: right place, suitable person, and that person must live there.
Which leads us right into our final thought for you to chew on. We've talked about the strict need for that ironclad record, the affidavit, and now we see technology like body cameras being used to bolster that record, to provide undeniable proof. So here's the question. How is this growing reliance on technology, on video evidence, changing what counts as sufficient proof for even these basic legal steps, like delivering documents? What does it tell you about how much courts value certainty, hard evidence in today's legal world, right down to the process server's job?
That's a really interesting point, the push for undeniable proof moving from, say, crime scenes right into civil procedure. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the nitty-gritty of getting served. Thanks for walking us through the specifics of domiciliary service. And just one last time, our essential reminder, this has been general information. If you have specific legal questions or if you're involved in a lawsuit, please consult a qualified Louisiana attorney immediately for advice tailored to your situation.